Good morning, everybody. This is the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the law?
Okay, nobody. We in the car with all the OPP family. Ba bang bang. Ba Benzy. We on our way down to the casting call for the short film called The Revolver. And I'm pretty excited, you know. I haven't did any drugs or anything this morning, like take my medicine, you know, of the Mary and of Joanna.
I had yesterday.
And but my teeth is brushed. You know what I mean? And it's gonna be a good day.
Yeah, you never brush your teeth. That's not brush your teeth. God.
Yeah, we live. You hear Brother Bang Bang right now live on the podcast. He's excited, as you can tell. Mabenzie's in the front seat. Mabenzie, talk to the people today.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
All right. So good morning, everybody. We just sending these positive vibes out. So if you sleep and you wake up and you hear these podcasts, at least you'll get some of this energy whenever
peace
you wake up.
And blessings.
Peace and blessings. Manifestings. Peace and blessings, right. Manifestings.
Right.
Many lessons learned. Shout out to Erica Badu.
Bless up.
Yeah, so we right now we gonna podcast this pretty much all day. And I've been seeing my favorites get up there. So y'all been listening. Shout out to everybody who's listening. You know what I mean? This is somebody's texting. Is that did he what'd he say? He bitten? So yeah, we got this podcast on the road right now. We traveling through Philadelphia right now. To go down to the North Philadelphia area. Yeah, so we're going over to the North Philadelphia area. One of the areas where they just gentrified over here over in the city.
I'm gonna make a right on 53rd
Street. So it's pretty looking new. Pretty new looking. And
why you leave 48th
Street? Because you couldn't make a right.
You know. So yeah. So we're gonna be checking in every all day. From live from the casting call, just letting y'all know how it would turn out. I'm going to be definitely coming at a lot of people. Shout out to Mabenzi. She said her neck hurt. So you know how it is live on the podcast. You know, we try to keep a positive vibe. And I know she gave out a positive vibe last night. You know what I mean?
And where was your antennas?
Uh-huh. Okay. But, so this is a positive day. I know I had a positive night, you know. Continue. We're going to send y'all out with Kanye. Cut the music up right now. We're going to send y'all out, DJ. We're going to let them go out to this.
Holla then. Cheers!
Back. It was a little short Kanye
break. A little short Kanye interlude.
Yeah, a little razzle-dazzle. A little slippery nipple. Mm-hmm. A little Timmy Time, a Capuchin, my Damien side out
there. Uh-huh. She had a motherfucking Delaware plate in the front and a Pennsylvania one in the back.
Damn.
She's gangster. And she said, I'm from both places. You heard me.
Yeah, man,
we got one more minute left in this podcast. I'm going to tune back in a few hours once we get down to the location, the venue. So y'all go out and have a good day, man. Peace, love, blessings, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Everything. You hear me?
Screaming free Mika Luther
King. I was about to say I'll be screaming free Mika Luther King. You heard me. So we out here, man. Y'all get back with us. Comment, applause. And it's definitely 8 in the morning and over here where we at. So we up bright and early sending those vibes out. And that's what it's about. So y'all have a good day, and I'll see y'all in a little bit. Peace out. Reporting live.
All right, Big Frieda. You already know.
Who the hell is Big Frieda? Reporting live right now on the road, on our way to the casting call for the OPP, Diddy Productions, The Revolver, short film, directed by moi. But
produced by moi.
We
produced by
moi. All right, we got brother Bang Bang and Mabenzi in the OPP vehicle. We are traveling on the north side of
And Big Freedia in the building. You already know.
Big Freedia is definitely not in this car. But we definitely got a lot of Big Freedias in this world. So you know, no disrespect to the Freedias. Yeah, no disrespect to them. They, you know, whatever float in your boat.
Whatever.
Whatever float in your boat or in your bicycle. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, free me.
Queen of Bounce Music.
Bounce Music. Shout out to Bounce.
Shout out to Bounce TV.
We on our way. We passing Spring Garden right now. So right now, Mabenzi wanted to bring up a bring up a discussion really fast on the podcast. They know.
I got a topic.
What's the topic?
Have you ever had a backseat driver give you the wrong direction?
All right.
The backseat driver give you the wrong.
Okay, so what you saying is you got a problem with people in the backseat that gives directions when they're in the backseat, and that's like a problem to you. You don't like that.
I don't care if it's the backseat or the passenger. Don't give me the wrong directions. I swear you know what
Listen,
you're doing.
Okay.
Did you die though?
So the rule.
Where did you die?
Okay, we're gonna take a caller in a minute. So I want everybody to tune in. Press that star button.
Yeah.
Oh, and hopefully we can get to this cast and not get Shorty Low. Shout out to Shorty Low. Rest in peace, Shorty Low. But we on our way. I mean, they just building all types of new shit around
gentrification.
Here. Gentrification in Philadelphia is crazy. I mean, every block. That I never seen that before.
God, they put a nifty 50s down the bottom. Man, right in the middle or down the bottom.
Man, listen, they talking about they building a shopping mall right where I know they used to be the biggest crack house in the world. So, you know, it comes with it. So we basically got to get with the program with this gentrification. At least try to gentrify, you know, our neighborhoods.
You already know.
So yeah, we live in the vehicle traveling on Broad Street right now. If anybody listening, we in Philadelphia. Shout out to everybody wherever y'all are.
Now look at what these apartments they about to
build. No, that's going to be stupid.
I'm about to get one.
This is not even going to be apartments. It's going to be an opera house.
No, it's not.
Look up top, sweetheart.
It's a for opera house. What?
Saudi Grits.
Saudi Shorty. But it's cool.
Saudi
Shorty. That's a big ass building though. So yeah, they gentrifying the city. They gentrifying your city too, probably. You know.
Let's talk about gentrification.
I think that should be our next topic.
All right, let's go.
All right, so how do you feel about it? What's in one word? What would you describe gentrification, brother Bang Bang?
Terrible.
What that mean?
Terrible.
Mm. Oh, terrible. Okay. That's why I met Tiana Teller in there. Mm. So, would you in one word, Mabenzi? What would you say gentrification? How would you describe that?
Genocide.
Mm. Okay. If I had one word about gentrification, what would it be? You know, have you ever heard of that Ludacris song? Move, bitch, get out the way. No, lights out. I'm about to put your lights out. And what apartment? Building. Yo, this is a fucking club right here. Wow, this is crazy, man. Yeah, they taking, you know, we on this podcast right now, but I mean, I'm witnessing this. This North Philly is not North Philly no more. It's New Philly. Not North Philly, New Philly. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about gentrification all day on top of the cast and call this movie Revolver.
When it comes to Philly, Philly is stepping up to the center with that all black from Redder.
Okay. We're going to let Mabenzi leave us off with a ratchet moment, and we're going to get back with y'all in a few more minutes. So, y'all tune in.
Now, I'm left with his still face because they know it's day, so she's
seven.
No, that's how we got to start every podcast.
15, 30, 37, 30. You fucked the numbers up.
This will be more, so which way do I go?
You make a right, but you fucked that money up. It's 15, 30, 37,
38. Oh,
for real? I don't know.
No, it ain't.
It's 15, 40.
30, 35, 40. Do, 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 do. 45, 47, what are you waiting for?
Oh no.
There you go.
Okay,
where you know what you fucking talking about? All the time, my nigga.
So shout out to Mabenzi. We podcasting straight. I told y'all we gonna podcast all day today because by the end of the day we gonna have a lot of people favoring this new OPP station, which means only positive people. We try to keep a good vibe in the air, in the atmosphere, but we gonna do it as real as possible, pure. And you're gonna
atmosphere, your lord.
You know what I mean? And big ups to Temple, cause that's where we at right now. It don't even look like North Philadelphia. We're going to keep getting on that gentrification. I think that should be my topic really for the rest of the day. Shit look like New York right now. I don't know where I'm at. This is not North Philly.
T.U.
That's where I went.
You know.
I did go to Temple.
Me too.
For real estate.
Me too. I went there too. Yo, the bums. Yo, listen. No, that's our fucking topic.
Waving, bro.
Homeless people, boy, they got more balls than anybody, boy. Cause they like, for one.
Can you buy my friend a coffee outside?
So my podcast family and friends, we was in Dunkin' Donuts earlier, not too long ago, and a less fortunate person came in, and he almost like
bullied
a customer for buying him a coffee, and he said the shit wasn't even for him. He said it was for another homeless person outside. I never seen a homeless person ask for another homeless person for some stuff. Like, that's just like, you know, y'all getting carried away. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
his approach was so aggressive.
And it's like, I just know back in the day when I used to help people, when I seen people coming up, homeless people, you really used to be nice and kind and you would feel sorry for them. Nowadays, it's like, is it just me? It's like the homeless people nowadays got, like, they got baby mom, like, attitudes. Like, you ain't gonna get me no tea. You ain't gonna buy me no food. Like, I can't get $2. Like, it's like you owe them something. Baby mama attitude. That's what homeless people got now in 2018. And it's like, when is this shit gonna stop? Because, you know, homeless people gotta realize that.
They gotta be humble.
They gotta be humble. Humble and homeless. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's not even funny.
It's not funny. I'm just being real. Be like, humble and be homeless.
People that want to help, but you know.
Because you're an aggressive homeless person. How a person
nobody
wants to help you?
Nobody would feel obligated, though.
What is this? Okay.
Okay.
Hey. But yeah, like, it's like, you know, I just want to send that. Send that wave out. I bet $5,000 you can't make that shot again.
Oh, where you going?
You guys make it while it's moving. You gotta make it while it's moving.
Let's go! Let's go! It's gonna be a good day, baby! It's gonna be a good day! Look at that, it's going crazy! Why that crib was crazy like this?
Because we in North? Yo. All this shit about to come down soon.
Shooting garbage in the garbage can while the car moving.
Yeah, so we on 22nd and Cecil B. You know what I'm saying? One side of the street looked like it's new. The other side of the street looked like all right.
Yeah,
the
water center. Like, y'all crazy.
I don't buy that, yo. That whole
situation. Is that where they said that studio was at? Didn't she say it was on 22nd Award?
No.
She did.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Award.
Yes, she did.
Did she say it's at the Martin Luther King Jr.?
She said 25th and Wharton.
25th. She said 25th and Wharton. This ain't Wharton.
25th and
Wharton. 45.
Yeah, so y'all, we going to podcast y'all all day. We out here in Cecil B. But Cecil B. Moore a person?
Probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was, actually.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a activist.
Okay. Well, I'm my name ain't Cecil.
But
I'm a Moore. You hear me? And we out here in North Philly. And the drug dealers is out early. You hear me? I mean, this shit is serious. This is like the new epidemic right here. You know, North ain't never changed. This shit stayed the same. It's just a hustle out here, man. These young brothers out here trying to get to it.
What the fuck happened in their life?
You know what happened?
What's going on?
You know what happened?
What's going on?
You know what happened? Donald Trump happened to these motherfuckers. Right!
Before Donald Trump, baby.
Before Donald Trump?